Yes. Okay, so welcome to the Office DSSA call today on the 9th of September. On the call today, we have Olivier Crepin-Leblanc, Jim Galvin, Mikey O'Connor, Jörg Schweiger. For Mike and staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordström, and apologies from Julia Hedlund. That's all.
That's it. Okay. Thanks, Christina. Welcome all. I think our agenda is pretty straightforward. We handed, Bart had the unfortunate, was unfortunately in the air on our last call, and so we handed him all the work, and he's done it. So, Bart, do you want to take us through this email?
Yeah, maybe it's just say I was a bit late, but I hope it captures, say, the discussions of, so we had in Durban, looking into the charter as well as the, say, the final report we have produced until now. If I recall properly, say, what the working group and you wanted to, is to have a cover letter that, say, stated clearly, say, either the we stop as DSSA or we continue, but if we continue, the charter needs to be updated and we need an additional call, or we need additional call for volunteers with other expertise. Say, a sub possibility is that one SOAC might decide to continue the work of the DSSA, but that assumes, say, thinking it through, that assumes more or less that the DSSA itself closes. Now, what I've done, I looked into the charter, and if you look into the charter, you can see there are two, these two options are already envisioned originally. Say, closing the charter is fairly easy if the DSSA would submit a final report. And now the question is, and I think that's the direction of travel currently, is that the final report phase one is considered to be the final report of the DSSA. If that is adopted and accepted by the SOs and ACs, the working group will close automatically as soon as the SOs and ACs discussed it. And then you go into the second alternative, and in fact that flows from it. If the SOs and ACs do not adopt it as a final report, then you go into, say, the option that the chairs, you inform the SOs and ACs that the working group considers that the current charter does not reflect or is too limiting. And in fact, that's already recognized by the SOs and ACs, in a way, because they've been informed that the working methodology has changed over time, and that's in the final report itself, or in the phase one report, say, where it's clearly stated, say, we got phase one, this is what we do in phase one, and this is what we do in phase two, and that is, say, that is almost it's almost how you call it in English. Say phase one captures some of the stuff that should be done in according to the charter, and phase two captures the same stuff, but at a later stage. It's autonogle, I think you call it in English, on the charter objectives. So that's more or less, if you look at the email, so that was the thinking. Let me reflect it in the email itself. So in the email, What it says is the DSSA was established and, say, the goals of the DSSA, so the actual level of threats, current efforts, and gaps, if any, and then what is important as well, I think, is that the DSSA should limit its activity considering issues at root and top-level domains, because that explains these goals, explain, in fact, why the DSSA did what it did in phase one, is clarifying the definitional issues of the DNS, selection risk assessment methodology, tested mechanisms, and an alpha test of whatever. And that's all included in the in phase one. And then in phase two, the working group would focus on proof of concept and make it more broadly known to participants and improve process and tools on the way of completing the assessment. Now, what I've done as well, and this is what you see in the email, is current state, and this is going back to the board risk framework, why we went into hibernation, in fact, and have not informed the SOs and ACs, and then because of what has happened, you go into the options of accept this phase one as final report, or if not, go into change of charter and call for new volunteers. That's more or less the structure in the background.
Thanks, Bart. That's great. This is Mikey. Any reactions from the rest of the gang?
This is Jörg. I would like to make a very brief comment. And one thing I would like to comment about is that, for me, it's crucial that we do mention a side of the letter or within the letter to our chartering organization to accept our initial report as a final report, that if we would conclude or if we would continue with phase two, then this would mean that we would try to pilotize, that we try to check out whether the risk management method we envisioned is doing what it is supposed to do, in contrast to that the DNS RMF has suggested a completely different method. So what we would do in continuing with phase two would mean that we would try to get some experiences with a method that is contradicted in another report or another working group. Thanks.
Thanks, Jörg. It sounded like you were sort of refining your thinking as you talked. Do you want to try that one again? I think I followed what you were saying, but another run at it a little bit shorter would be helpful for me. Thanks.
Okay. Let me try to phrase it in a different way. I'm strongly in favor of option one. And to make sure that option one really works for us, make sure that option one works, I would suggest that we phrase in a cover letter that if we would continue to let the DSSA live, then this would mean as to what we envisioned for phase two of the DSSA, that we would use a risk analysis method, brackets list, NIST, brackets closed, that another group has dismissed already.
Yeah, okay,
because,
I got it.
All right?
Yep, that's good. So basically we want to give our respective ACs and SOs the heads up that, you know, we're closing, and while we're offering the option of continuation everybody should note that continuing at least as on our current course would clash with the conclusions of the DNS RMF report.
I couldn't have phrased it better.
I have the advantage of being a native English speaker. I am so in awe of all you folks who function in your non-native language, so feel not bad in the slightest. Jim, go ahead.
So to add to the summary that you just gave, Mikey, excellent job. I like it. I'm thinking a process question here. The second option suggests that one would just modify the charter. I'm wondering what that means in terms of process, and maybe I'll just fill out the second half here and you can answer. What I would like, my particular bias in all of this, is that the working group wants to declare that it's done and this is what it's delivering. If that's not accepted, the message that we want to pass on is that you are going to have to create a new group because this group has sort of run out of energy. So you need new chairs, new members, new charter, basically emphasizing kind of the new side of that. Is that what the process permits, or you know, how would one word that to fit into kind of the ordinary GNSO process model?
This is Mikey. Let me take a stab at it, and then Bart, I'm going to fill just a little bit so that you can collect your thoughts and you can come in behind me. I'm going to probably be on the GNSO Council by the time this report hits, and I've been thinking about that. I think that the way that our charter is phrased right now, and I have to go back and look at it more carefully, is that, while Bart is right, this was envisioned a bit. I don't think this particular case was envisioned.
No.
Where we would collide with another parallel report.
Well, no, there are two very broad statements in here. One is on closure, and one is on... And the closure is automatic. If the working group states this is final report, then it's final report. That's the end of it. The SOs and that's it. Say if you want to check it, the way it works is section. Let me check. Section 5 of the Charter, Closure of Working Group Self-Assessment, DSSA. What it states is the DSSA shall be dissolved upon receipt of the notification of the chairs of the SOs and ACs as foreseen in Section 2.4 above or as directed jointly by the participating SOs and ACs. So not at the discretion of the DSSA itself.
Right.
That's the whole point. Say, if you want to almost do it automatically, then what will happen is if the DSSA, and now I'm going to section 2.4, and that's what I've tried to capture in say, the email, if the DSSA calls the final report of phase one its final report, then it will send and adopts it as such. Then it will be submitted to each of the participating in SOs and ACs. They shall discuss it and may adopt the final report according to the... So they don't have to adopt it, but at least discuss it to their own rules and procedures. The chairs of the SOs and ACs shall inform the co-chairs of the DSSA accordingly within, and that's not defined, 1 more month, other term, after submission of the report. And say that information or that notification ends the DSSA. That's the notification meant in section 5. So if the DSSA, to make it simple, If we call this a final report submitted as such, that's it.
Yeah, and I think where Jorg is coming from, and I think probably I agree, although I'm not positive, this is kind of a legal conversation rather than heartfelt. I'm envisioning a situation where the GNSO does not accept the report. They say, well, your charter was those first three bullets, actual level, current efforts, gaps, you haven't done that.
Yeah.
And handing it back to us. And I think that's where York's point is well taken, which is we may want to tell the ACs and SOs the issues associated with them not accepting this report. And that, I think, is your sub.
Yeah, and that's, and I haven't finished that one yet, but this was going back to Jim's question.
Right.
So if that is not the case, and that's why if you go back, and that's, I think, critical. In the, say, what is in the final report, and that, say, and it effectively happened, in the final report phase one, there is a statement, say, after consultation with chartering organizations, the DSSA broke its work into two phases. The first phase, which was concluded in October 2012, so that was the public consultation, etc., on the final report, included the following. So that's phase one. So if the GNSO would go back, say, you've got three bullets, but what you see already, they've already agreed they've already agreed to a changed, not charter, I would say, but a changed approach.
Yeah.
Now, say with this, if they want to follow up, say to do the second phase, and then you come into say Jörg's arguments and the other arguments, say this will really need a change of charter in your opinion, and this will really need these two phases are not reflected in the charter currently.
Yeah, I think that's right. So I think we're on the right track. Jim, go ahead.
So this is Jim. Thank you, Mikey. Let me try to put a very fine point on what I'm saying, and I guess it'll turn out to be overly provocative, but I don't mean it that way. I just I feel like we're maybe I'm not making myself clear, and so I'll just sort of state it a little abruptly.
No worries.
Part of the message that I think, or at least I know that I would like to say, and I believe we have some consensus about, although maybe not 100% consensus, is that the working group believes it is done. It's handing this over and saying, here you go. So part of the message needs to be that if you don't want to accept this as completion of the working group, well, go create another working group to pick up the pieces.
Right.
I think that's
where we're all at.
Okay.
I'll check on that.
Just
yeah,
needed to make
and
sure.
I think what we want to do, and I think this is where York came in, is we want to let them know some of the issues associated with them not accepting this report. One of those issues is, well, if you don't accept this report and you send the group back to work, recognize that you're sending a group to work under a framework that will clash with the framework developed by the board. And so whoever charters that next phase is going to have a puzzle or two to solve to get that figured out. And I think what we might want to do is think about some of the other issues so that I think that what would help me at least as a GNSO counselor when I'm sort of wearing two hats at the same time is essentially some selling points. Oh, how quaint. My computer. No, no, it didn't. Is some selling points on why they should not continue and why they should accept that. I think that's where I'm headed anyway.
Maybe, let, let, say, if you look at the structure of what I've sent you, and say, I'm apologies for sending it in so late, but have a look at the email, and I'll work a little bit more on it, say, following this conversation. So I'll send you an updated version, have a look at that one. Say, there is a middle piece in it. Say, what I've just laid out is more or less the broad structure is, say, we have a charter, you're supposed to do this, halfway through we've all agreed, including the SOs and ACs, this should change. Something happened between August or, say, along the way, and where we now is in the current state. And based on that, we see two options as a DSSA. Either this is the final report, you accept it as such, everybody's happy, and we're done, or you need to change the charter. Somebody needs to change the charter and call for new volunteers. And especially in the middle piece, and this is a current state, it already provides the ability, because it reflects the creation of the Board Risk Framework Working Group, which wasn't envisioned, that we, as a result, we went into hibernation. And we can add as many stuff we want here as factual, and then say the final one, that's what I'm working on, or I was working on, say the preference of the working group with the option, say, does it mean?
Right, and I think that's the bit that Jim is saying, and I'm agreeing with, and I think Jorg is too, is that, you know, we want to make it pretty clear that our recommendation as the working group, which, you know, I think we should run this by the working group, once we as the co-chairs have drafted it, but that the recommendation of the working group is that it end. And that, you know, to make it so that when I'm in the council meeting and they turn to me and say, well, you're not done, I've got a story I can tell that says, you know, here's why we think we're done, blah, blah, blah. So I think just to sort of wrap this up, I guess my reaction is, great first start. Thank you, Bart, for pulling this together. Why don't you have another go at it and sort of flesh it out with some of the stuff that we've said, at least so far on this call.
What I'll do, I'll maintain this one and send it, say, and it shouldn't take too long now based on what you said. Because it now is, say, the structure is pretty clear. Now it needs to go into the preferences of the working group. Based on, say, what happened is, and I think the strongest argument is the potential divergence within, say, the ICANN framework, or first of all, with the board risk framework methodology, or what they proposed. And secondly, the need for additional expertise, change of charter, etc., that needs to be adopted again. And until that time, it's nothing will happen.
Right. And I think that is a list, and we could probably brainstorm a few more items. I think one of the ones that we'd want to get on the list is the point that Jim has been making for some time, which is that the energy level of this group has dissipated, and it would need to be re-energized. I think York's point is well taken. It will clash with the proposed board framework. I think a third one is that, and it's sort of related to Jim's, which is that our second phase effort is a very substantial amount of work.
Yeah, but that's why you need. That's true. That's already included. One of the things, and maybe this is for discussion as well, is the whole environment we live in. With Fadi has changed as well. But I was if you want to include it, that's fine. But I thought, maybe not very wise to do it at this or to do it, because then it really becomes, really reflecting on Rod and what happened at the Nairobi meeting. And in itself, it was already worth the effort of doing.
I think I tiptoe away from the personality
So, but it's important, and say in telling the story, and say more the informal stories around it, say that's something that's very important for the counselors to be aware of.
Well, I told that story to Chuck Gomes, who was sort of our charterer, and I think we've told that story amongst ourselves as the co-chairs. I know that Jorg was also pretty strong. That's not the only dimension. You know,
if we were only doing that because
of Rod, we probably would have stopped. But
yeah, it's very important. Say that's one of the underlying themes that say something that happened during the Nairobi meeting is most likely not to happen again, because say the SOs and ACs have found a way to react, say by creating something like a DSSA, but that's something you don't want to put in this letter.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we get on. I think it's not well supported with. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's nice about this letter is that all of this is quite matter of fact. It's just a recounting of the work that we did and the events that surrounded it, and here we are. And,
But it's. I'd say, going back, that's why I've added. I think what is the real call, and I think the testing it with the. Say, once this is a bit finalized, testing it with the working group is probably the best method to see whether it carries any enough weight in itself. But I think we need to find a balance between too much arguments and say achieving our goal, that is that this was, or the phase one is the final report, and therefore it closes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think divergence is one, because then, and say, whether we are worn out, it was more or less our own choice as well. That's why I'm a bit reluctant. And it's a bit implied already if you say we need other expertise, additional members, etc. And maybe you can recall, say, the members haven't met over a year, so we need to reconvene, etc., and additional membership, because most people have moved on. That's making it more acceptable, the argument of worn out and burnout of the volunteers.
Let's turn to the Q Yorks first, and then I'm going to ask Mark and Olivier if you guys have any comments. So just be forewarned. York, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Another question I would like to raise is, I'm not feeling too comfortable with the sub-option Bart pointed out. So the sub-option was that a individual SO or AC could decide to go on with the work that the DSSA has already been doing. I do not feel comfortable about this because, A, this is contradictory and clashes with what really needs to be done, because we can't focus, or a special AC or SL can't focus successfully just on their small part of the DNS. And secondly, if some additional work should and needs to be done, to my point of view, this clearly sits in the responsibility of the DNS RMF. So I wouldn't give a SO or AC really the option to think about that it might be interesting to go on with the SSA's work in their very specific framework.
I'll hand it over to Bart in a second, but just to take a little bit of the burden off his shoulders, I think that may have come out of the transcript of the meeting in Durban, where in my basket case emotional state, one of the things I do remember from that conversation is sort of almost throwing off the idea that, you know, certainly if people wanted to carry this on within their own AC and SO, they could. There was a person there who I didn't know who raised that, He was way down on the far right side of the table, for those of you who are sitting next to me. And so, Bart, I don't know if that's where you got that, but
yeah.
I would tend to agree with York that what we would want to do is re-aim that sub-bullet towards an option would be for the ACs and SOs to continue the work and recharter it or something like that. But
yeah, I I've already deleted it. I think you could also argue it's implicit. An SO and AC can do whatever it pleases in a way.
Yeah.
So you don't need to make it explicit in the cover letter.
Well, I think one of the other things, I'm sort of doing a little brand management here. I think the DSSA, under that name, right now has a sterling reputation, and we would probably not want to dilute that by having sort of maverick efforts undertaken on our behalf. So I'm okay with all five ACs and SOs standing up and saying, no, you must continue, and we will take the responsibility for recharging and re-energizing the DSSA. But I'd be a little uncomfortable having a single AC, the GNSO, for example, say, we're going to continue the DSSA even if the rest of you don't want to, because I don't think it's really the DSSA at that point. I think it's then, not a good idea to confuse the identity of this work with a single ACSO effort. Okay, anything else? Olivier, are you out of the rain yet? You want to chime in? How's this feeling to you? He's not out of the rain.
It's Olivier speaking, and it took me a little while to unmute. I'm a little rusty, I'm afraid. I think I agree totally with the way forward that Bart has detailed over to us, and so I'm on basically. I would obviously probably like the DSSO to be able to continue afterwards, but that will really be entirely dependent on the request of the SOs and ACs. Obviously, this moving forward. Just one thing, the comment on the report by the Westlake report, comment period is closing in a few days' time. I've seen only one of us having made some comments. The ANAC will be making some comments, but I'd be interested to hear if anybody else is thinking among our group to make comments on this. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. I will speak only for myself. I am not planning to make a comment. I kind of like the fact that there are no comments. Mommy always said, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. And that's sort of what my posture is right now. Anybody else planning to put a comment in on it? I'm not getting overwhelmed with responses. So I think it's
this is
York.
I do not mean to comment.
Yeah, okay. Mark, any thoughts? I thought I heard him on. Maybe I didn't hear him on the call. Mark, are you even on the call? Maybe I invented that. I guess I did. Never
Somebody
mind.
Said, this is Jim real quick. Somebody said, hello, Mark, when I joined and I said, Jim here. I think it. You just heard the name Mark, and I think somebody just misunderstood
my
voice.
Yeah, it's you sounded like Mark. Your tone was a bit lower.
that deep radio voice.
Yeah. I can put my own mind.
I could be Mark. You wouldn't know. You know. I mean.
Jim, are you okay with where we're headed here? I choked it in.
Yeah. All this is fine, Mikey. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, well, it sounds like we're on track here. I assume that Patrick's not on the call. I don't see him in the
No, he's not.
Adobe room. So I went back and checked. We had a little exchange on the list where I asked if he was going to post that note to the list that I had talked to him about on our last call, and he sounded pretty surprised, but then said he would, where he was going to sort of summarize the changes in the Westlake report and highlight them to the group. I went back to check my memory, and he did sign up for that, but he still hasn't posted to the list, so I will just post a heads up to the general list that says, look, there is a comment period. It's closing soon. The changes to the final report are largely cosmetic. By all means, feel free to comment, et cetera. So I'll just take that action item and send it along. I think that's it. Anything else for this call, Bart? Are we putting you in an awkward spot if we look for a new draft by next week, and thus.
Oh no problem. Say I'll continue what I said. I'll continue around this line, and we'll look into say preference of the final working group. I've already made some notes during the call, so shouldn't be too difficult. But I think I got the main structure, and you'll reasonably comfortable with the main structure. So that's and then it's just adding some flesh to it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And as long as you're comfortable with us scheduling a meeting next week to review it, I think we're all set.
Yep, no problem at all.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well,
this is Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Just very quickly, I'm sorry. I will be on a plane next Monday during the time of this call. I'll try to keep up on email and offer a comment, but just so you know, I won't be able to participate next week.
Okay.
Jim, what I'll try to do is get it out, say, either later today or tomorrow, late in the afternoon. Say, think about it. You should have it in your email box Wednesday morning your time, so you have plenty of time. And probably it's more useful that if you have time to comment and the others as well, that we can consolidate some stuff on the next call. Then, we get it reasonably out in time, because if you really look at the timing, it would be very nice if all the SOs and ACs could discuss the final report at their meetings in Buenos Aires. In order to make that happen, we need to make sure that the DSSA is comfortable with the letter 3 weeks, 4 weeks in advance of the Buenos Aires meeting.
That would be excellent, Bart. Thank you.
Why don't we tentatively, Bart, could you kind of sketch a series of fence post dates that we should try to hit with this, so we make sure that we don't accidentally, just by lack of looking forward? Because I think that one way to treat this is, if we this week worked hard on it via email on our list and then came up with a tentative draft next week with the goal of pushing that draft, clearly a draft, off to the full list for a week or two of review and refinement. Intuitively, I haven't got a calendar in front of me. Intuitively, I think we're okay on that.
I will say that's the first thing, because, say, in order to make this really work, because by the BA, at the BA meeting, as a DSSA, you want to know what will happen.
Right.
So that means at the BA, at the Buenos Aires meeting, all SOs and ACs should have made up their minds whether they consider it complete or not. And put it this way, all SOs and ACs need, say, if one of them already considers the work done, we are in a bit of an awkward position in the sense, or if one doesn't consider it done, then that SO and AC is already in an awkward position. So let me drill down some scenarios and put in dates.
Okay, terrific.
Yep.
Olivier, you're next. Coming off mute.
If I manage to do so, yes, thank you. It's an amazing meeting. I was just going to say I'm not going to be able to make it to next week's call either. I'm also on a flight. So I'll put my input in writing before that.
Yep.
Well, So why don't we concentrate on doing this one on the list and sort of poll ourselves late in the week and then maybe just make the call sort of an operational call and not really a substance call. And if it turns into a substance call, then we'll have to reschedule.
Yep.
How about that? Okay. Anything else? This has been good. Thank you very much, Bart. Really appreciate the work, and no problem at all that it arrived at the last minute. It's probably when we all would have reviewed it anyway. So.
Okay, take care.
All right. See you,
okay, bye-bye, all.
See you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.